Democratic Republic of Congo's top police officer has been suspended to facilitate an inquiry into the death of a prominent human rights activist. Floribert Chebeya, head of a local campaign group, Voice of the Voiceless, was found dead in his car in Kinshasa last week after being called to a meeting with the Inspector General of Police, General John Nubi. Meanwhile, Pascal Palmer, the policy and media officer for CAFOD, the UK-based Catholic aid agency, has just returned from the DRC. She spoke to us about her visit to CAFOD projects on sexual violence in Goma and Bukavu.
In both places, I met up with, in total, about 40 women who were part of CAFOD's project called the Listening Rooms, where women who have been sexually attacked can actually come and gain medical and then counselling to try and heal them after these terrible, terrible attacks. Every single one of them had the most horrendous tale to tell. And these were stories not from the war. These were stories for now. These were stories where people had been released, having been held by rebel troops, maybe for a month, maybe for a year. There was one woman I met who'd been held for 3 years. And it's a social crisis for the population in the eastern area of DRC. Because what actually happens when these women are so brutally attacked is it doesn't stop there, where they then get taken back into their families and they get physically healed and mentally healed. These women are seen to actually carry the blame of the attack, and they are seen to bring shame upon the community and upon their family. So every single one of these women is then stigmatized. And what happens is that often the community and their own family will reject them, and especially they are rejected by their husbands. And so it's this terrible, terrible stigmatization which then leads to communities breaking down. And, of course, you've got to remember that in Africa, 60% of the workforce is women. And so when you remove the women from the community, and when you place shame on them, and when you stigmatize the children, you end up with a huge crisis whereby the economy fails, personal relationships within communities fail, communities start to fail. And there are many, many problems that are being stored up for the future in DRC.